In other news from Thailand, the United Nations closed its main office in Bangkok today, and dozens of schools were shut as stone-throwing protesters battled through tear gas and rubber bullets in renewed assaults on key government buildings. Lydia O'Kane has more on this story.
The sounds of tear gas rang through the streets of Bangkok again on Monday after a weekend of protests. Protesters made their way to the Prime Minister's compound, clashing with police who used water cannon and rubber bullets. The weekend of chaos has already killed three people and left over 100 injured and shows no signs of abating. In a nationally televised appeal, the Prime Minister's deputy called on protesters to stop hurting Thailand's image and the economy. The protesters, who are mostly middle-class Bangkok supporters of the opposition Democrat Party, want Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra to step down, claiming she is a proxy for her brother, former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra. The demonstrators, who call themselves the People's Democratic Reform Committee, say their goal is to uproot the political machine of Thaksin, who is accused of widespread corruption and abuse of power.
We're not giving in, we're not giving up. We will not back down. They say, we are firing tear gas. Where will we get the tear gas from?
With this latest violence on Monday, protesters have gone to the heart of power, targeting key institutions including Government House, the Parliament and the Metropolitan Police Headquarters. The protests have also caused widespread disruption to the capital. Dozens of schools were forced to shut and the United Nations closed its main office in Bangkok. I'm Lydia O'Kane.